Hi, I'm Marilyn Negron, and this is your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles
and fight crime.
Feels good.
So, welcome back to my podcast. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, the one coolest man fan of all, Queens, New York. I hope you're having a very cute week this week, and it's sunny outside in here in New York, but definitely a little bit chilly, so get your layers on if you want to, if it's that chilly. But, yeah, so this Henry Danger episode is going to blow your mind out of the water, and I really mean that. And, yeah. But wait, excuse me, where are my manners? I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is known as the HDU, the Henry Danger Universe. Recap both of these lovely shows. When I tell you this episode is going to be insane, this episode is going to be insane, guys. So I hope you sit back, relax, and enjoy it, and trust me, there are fun facts about this you'd never know about. But, yes, I hope you like to take the time out of your day and make me smile, so, yeah. That's my job. And, yeah, that's about it. So, before we get started to this podcast, I would just like to say, 133,000 of you have listened to this podcast. You guys are insane. So, I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, just listening to this. I just want to say thank you. And that's about it. So, yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified new podcast goes up. So, yeah. So let's get on to this podcast. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Topics of the Week. Okay, Topics of the Week. There's a new, if you're a fan of the Scream franchise, then you're gonna love this one. Scream 6 is out this Friday. I'm so sorry, but this time it takes place in New York, and Jenna Ortega is getting big after her Wednesday humble beginnings, and now she's back at it again with this sixth one, and I am so excited. So if you're a Scream fan, you might want to go and check this out, get your tickets. If you've been a fan of Scream for a long, long time, and it's nuts, and it's crazy, that's all I can say. And Jenna Ortega, she's a sensation after Wednesday. So make sure you go and take your tickets for Scream 6, and guaranteed, and you'll thank me later for it if you're a horror fan. So, yeah, make sure you go and get your tickets. And the Oscars is this Sunday, which I'm so typically excited for. Trust me, we got a lot of nominations for these movies that Top Gun Maverick is one of them. Black Panther is one of them, I think. Anywhere, All at Once is on there. And you get my point. And Jimmy Kimmel is hosting it again. And if you see the promos, they spoof Top Gun Maverick, which was freaking cool. And yeah, so make sure you go and watch it this Sunday. I am so excited. You know, your girls are about to get dressed up for it. So yeah, so I'm so excited for the Oscars. It starts at 8 o'clock, 5 p.m. Central, whatever you get your time zone. And trust me, you are going to let Bob out of the water, guys. So make sure you go watch the Oscars this Sunday. So if you want to vote for your favorites. So I suggest you go and predict who's going to win. So Oscars this Sunday. Cannot wait. And yeah, it's going to be a blast. Okay. So I'm going to recap episode 11, season 5 of Henry Danger, the whole Bilski family. Wow. When I tell you that Piper is dating one of them, I mean, she is literally dating one of them. But which one of them, you ask? Well, you gotta stay tuned to find out that, won't we? So, I can't spoil it for you if you haven't seen it, but this episode was crazy, so I'm not gonna tell you that much, and who knows? Maybe we'll get a kick out of this one if you ask say so myself. Oh my god, would you go and look at the time? I'm gonna go and set up for this Henry Danger episode. So, yeah. So thank you guys so much for your plays and your listens. I really appreciate it. Thank you so much. And that's all I could say. So I love you guys, and I hope you keep on doing it. So, yeah. And the episode's about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all. Take care. Okay, so I'm going to recap episode 11, season 5 of Henry Danger, the whole Bilski family. Wow, guys. This episode is so crazy. And when I tell you that Piper, she is dating one of the Bilskis, I mean she's dating one of them, but not one of them as you think. But if you saw the episode, then you know what I'm talking about. If you haven't, well, you gotta find out for yourself. So I gotta tell you that this episode is one of the craziest episodes that I've seen, and I never seen Piper like dating anybody in my entire life, even a Bilski, which is like kind of weird. But yeah, we gotta stay tuned to find out, and I'm so excited because I saw this one and I enjoyed it so much. And this one was kind of like interesting at some point, getting to know each one, every one of them. So yeah, it was a pretty intense one. So I hope you grab your sodas, grab your popcorn, get your snacks, get your anything, and sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and who knows, maybe you'll get a kick out of this episode like you ever would. So, yes, I hope you enjoy this one. And, yeah, it'll make me happy if you did. So, yeah. So, man fans, and to parents who have kids who are man fans, you turn on the speaker or whatever device that you have, because this episode's about to blow you away. And if you've already done that, congratulations. So, yeah. So, let's get this party started. And, let's begin! Okay, so there's 3 C's involved in this, and there's the man cave, the KLVY News, and Henry's house. So we go to junk and stuff, we go through the thing, go through the fire-breathing dinosaur, go to the bag, go to the elevator, press the button, go all the way down, and we go to the man cave, and we see Henry, Charlotte, Jasper, and Schwaz doing something, and we cut to Ray watching the news like he always does, and Mary Caperman says, authorities at the scene described it as horrifying and highly disturbing. And that's the story of my weekend. So Trent, and cut to Trent, and saying, breaking news, or should I say, and it cuts to all 4 of them, they're turning on the blender, and cut to Ray saying, oh, come on! And cut to all of them looking at Ray, and cut to Ray. Ray said, I missed the pun! Cut to Schwaz with Jasper and Charlotte. And he's like, what? And cut to Ray said, the pun! The funny word joke they do at the beginning of the news. To Henry next to Jasper and Schwaz says, hey, we can't hear what you're saying because the blender is too loud! Cut to Henry said, it's drowning out what you're saying! Cut to Ray, he's like, I can't hear the pun! Turn it off! Cut to him looking at his friends like, turn it off! And then cut to Charlotte turning off the blender. And it's cut back to Ray watching the news. Gamer said, that was your best pun yet. To Ray said, oh, come on! I missed the wordplay! Cut to Mary Gamer said, in other news, police say a truck full of important venom ham was stolen today. Venom ham is the world's most absurd and expensive pork product, often referred to as the Ferrari of hams. Cut back to them, and we see Henry's trying to sniff the grass. And back to Chernobyl, and said, authorities also say that some of the stolen hams contain an anti-theft device, a capsule of blue dye that will explode if someone tries to eat the ham. Cut to Mary Gaberman, said, expensive, explosive blue dye. Cut to Ray smiling, Mary Gaberman said, more like explosive, and cut to Henry doing the blender again, and the blender whirs again. Cut to Ray looking at them, and them looking at Ray, and said, are you kidding me right now? To Charlotte next to Henry, he said, well, you said you missed the pun. And cut to Ray grabbing his blaster, and he blasts the blender, and everybody was in shock, and the blender was broken. And cut to all of them looking at Ray. And cut to Ray looking at the TV again. He said, and cut to Trent and said, and that is our final joke of the broadcast. Cut to Ray saying, no! Cut back to the news and Mary Gaberman and said, good night, Swellview. And cut to both of them getting up and hugging all the cast members of the news station. Cut to Ray sitting up, all pissed off, walking back and forth. Well, that's just great. Who even knows when the news will be on again? I cut to all of them, and Josh would say, 24 news cycle. So same time every day, dude. Henry would say, tomorrow? To Ray say, just... What's with all the blending? Cut to Henry pouring in some kind of juice. Henry said, we're on a liquid cleanse. And Ray said, Henry said, we're on a liquid cleanse. Ray said, that's stupid. He said, Ray said, that's stupid. To Jasmine next to Charlotte and Swan said, no. We saw a video on the internet that says if you eat nothing but liquid food for 3 days, you get night vision. To Henry say, yeah, you could see everything. He said, at night, with the dimples coming out of it. That makes me happy. Cut to Ray and said, smart one, science freak, you're both falling for this. Cut to Charlotte between boys and said, I want night vision. Cut to Schwa says, sometimes it's just nice to be part of something. Cut to Ray. Cut to her phone ringing, and it was Henry's, and he took it out of his pocket. Hold on a second. And he puts down his juice, and he goes to the corner. And he said, picks up the phone and said, hey, Dad, what's up? And get back to Henry's house and saying, Jake said, you gotta come home. Cut to Henry and said, why? Jake said, because Piper's new boyfriend is coming over for dinner with his family. Cut to Henry and said, you're in our family. And back to Jake and said, so you need to be here. Cut to Henry and said, yeah, but I'm kind of on a liquid cleanse right now, so. Cut to Jake said, for night vision? He said, that's real. To Henry said, yeah, so, I'm gonna have to use my, cut to him getting out of the car, said, get out of dinner card, which I'm holding right now, even though you can't see it. To Jake said, no, your mom already used hers. I'm holding it here, right here, even though you can't see it. Cut to Henry, dang it. Cut to Jake said, come home. To Henry said, okay. He said, click. Jake said, click. Cut to all of them. Hey, I gotta go. And Ray said, huh? And he went into the elevator and presses the button. And Ray said, huh? You can't go. You're at work. Cut to Ray going towards Henry and said, somebody stole a truck full of fancy ham with exploding blue. And he cut turning around to Schwaz and fixed the blender, thinking it would work. So the blender whirling cut to all of them. And Ray said, dang it! Henry said, I can't hear what you're saying. And he goes back to the elevator and said, Ray said, do not leave. Henry said, because the blender is too loud. He said, I need you to stay here and help me with the situation. Henry said, huh? I'm just going to assume you said I should go home. Ray said, no. Henry said, go. Ray said, no, stay. He said, go away. Ray said, no. Henry said, okay, goodbye. And he was infuriated. And then he turns off the blender. And Ray goes back to them. And cut to them looking at the news again. Cut to Jasper said, How long does it take the news to end? And now it's cut back to Henry's house. And Jake was pulling up the pillows on the couch. Cut to Henry opening up the door and closing it. Henry said, hey, what's up, fam? He said, oh my god, what does that smell? Cut to Jake not to make a sound when Henry's saying. And cut to Jasper and Piper popping up and said, I'm cooking. And cut to Henry next to his father said, oh, that's what smells so. And he cut to hurt Piper's feelings. And Henry said, good. Cut to Piper saying, thanks. Cut to Henry dragging his father and said, you didn't tell me Piper was cooking. Jake said, she's making fish lasagna. Each layer has a different fish. Cut to him making faces and crossing his arms. Piper said, hey guys, and she pops up again and said, does catfish ever go bad? And she smells it and said, it's probably fine. Henry's dad looks disgusted and cuts to Henry, about to couldn't take anymore, and said, man, I'm out of here. And he was about to get out of the house, and Jake stopped and said, no, I've hidden all food all over the house. And Henry followed him and said, We can pretend to eat Piper's food, but really, we can. And he grabs a book, and he opens it with cheese inside and said, catch up on our reading, and cuts to Henry when he thought of it. Henry said, ah, he said, book cheese. Takes one cheese cube each, eats it. Shakes it. I finally found a good use for books. Cut to Henry next to his father said, ooh, I'm supposed to be on a liquid cleanse. He said, whatever. And he pops one in his mouth. And Piper pops back up again. He said, hey. The boy's looking at Piper, and Piper said, what are you guys doing? Jake said, next to his, Henry said, he said, we are reading. Henry said, a book. He said, so many great words. Cut to Piper smiling, goes back down again. Cut to Henry next to his side. I like this cheese, but now I want some bread. Jake closes the book and said, walk with me. And he goes to the corner, and Henry follows him and said, oh, Henry, come look at this box of Fresno Girls doll that Piper brought home today. And Henry said, I'd love to, Daddy. Okay, he just said it weird. Cut to Piper popping up and said, be careful. Those are worth a lot of money. Jake said, oh, we will, Piper. And he looks at his son and he said, would you like some bread? Takes it up and said, from a head. To Henry said, he's impressed of his father. And he said, we should hang out more. And they did do the pretty woman scene. I was like, oh, and they giggled. And the doorbell rings. And Piper said, oh, geez. They're here. And he runs toward the door. He said, run past her brother and her father. Said, be nice. Tuck in that shirt. Don't talk about your job or say anything embarrassing. And they go to the corner. Cut to Piper looking at them. Cut back to the gentleman. And cut back to Piper opening up the door. And then Brittany and someone named Brittany Bilskins next to her boyfriend said, aloha! Hugs Piper and hugs Piper's head and said, party time! Cut to Jake next to Henry and said, I'm Jake! I'm a project manager and I like to be in an adult choir. Cut to Piper next to her boyfriend and said, what did I just say? Cut to Brittany Bilski, who she closed the... Cut to Piper closing the door and Brittany Bilski was on the couch and said, sorry, I'm not wearing shoes. Last week, I was mowing my lawn barefoot and cut my toe off. Cut to Billy Bilski and said, Mom, I told you not to talk about your missing toe. And he said, and tuck in that tuck in your shirt. To Brittany Bilski, said, I can't. Cut to standing up and turning around with Jake and Henry in the background. And said, it's hiding a stain on my jeans. It's shaped like a cow. Turns around to the boys and said, see? And he sticks her butt out with the stain of the cow. Cut to the boys looking at it. And cut to Billy Bilski not having it. With next to Piper said, touch it. Go on, touch it. Cut to the boys and cut to her and said, make it moo. Cut to Jake next to Henry. I don't. Henry said, I don't want to make it moo. Cut to Billy Bilski next to both of the boys and said, nice to meet you, sir. He gets out his hands to Jake and said, I'm Billy Bilski. Cut to Henry, who thought of that name. Jake said, it's nice to meet you, Billy. Henry said, eh. And he looked, turned around and said, did you just say Bilski? Brittany Bilski cut to all of them looking at her and said, that's right. I'm Brittany Bilski, 3-time Miss Swellview face puncher. And she got her hand to Henry and said, yeah, I don't want to touch that either. And Henry said, look, you don't happen to have a son named Henry said, Mitch, do you? Cut to Mitch Bilski just walking in and said, no stinking way. Cut to Henry with a look on his face. And Mitch walked towards him and said, well, if it ain't Henry J. Fort. Cut to Henry said, Mitch Bilski. Cut to all of them. Mitch Bilski said, mommy. Kissed him on the cheek. Mwah. Cut to Jake, he said, with Mitch, and said, Jay, Henry's middle name is Prudence. Brittany said, Prudence? Ha! Prudence! Mitch cut to Miss Bilski next to them and said, "So it's Henry P. Fort." Cut to Brittany and Mitch laughing with Brittany on the other end. Cut to Henry with all the faces and Mitch Bilski said, "This dinner's gonna rock." Cut to Mitch grabbing the bread while Henry making faces looking at her father while his father was laughing and Billy and Piper were in the background. And that's about it. And then the Henry Danger theme song comes on. And that's the end of part one. Now here's part two. We cut back to the Hart House and we see Piper and Billy cooking in the back. While Henry, Brittany, Bilski, and Jake were on the couch talking. Henry doesn't know what to do with himself. Brittany Bilski said, "So, where's your mom?" "Jail." Cut to Jake and cut to Henry and said, "No." Bilski said, "My husband's in jail." Cut to Brittany Bilski next to Jake said, "So is my daughter. You ever met Bish?" So Jake said, "Yes." He said, "I think she used to bully Henry's good friend, Charlotte." Miss Bilski said, "Aww." He said, Brittany Bilski said, "She and my husband share a father-daughter cell." Cut to Henry said, "Cozy." Bilski said, "What you call me?" Cut to Henry say, confused face, and like, I cut to Miss Bilski wearing Henry's clothes and said, "Hey, guys, guess who I am?" Cut to all of them looking up. Cut to him, Mitch go, Miss Bilski going down and said, "Okay, I'll give you a hint." Going, walking towards them and said, "My middle name is Prudence, and I look like a weenus." Cut to all of them where Henry was confused with Brittany next to Jake and said, Oh, you're Henry. He said, "You're Henry." So Henry said, "Dude." Cut to Mitch said, "Those are my clothes." Cut to Henry said, "What are you doing up in my room?" To Mitch Bilski said, "Rubbing my butt on your pillow." So Henry said, "Are you serious?" Mitch Bilski said, "Ha, you wish." Cut. Went to turn around and looked at the book and lifted it up and said, "Ooh," he said, "book cheese." Cut to Jake looking at Henry and just didn't want to do it at all. Henry said, "Piper, do you want to get this dinner started so let's see if can even get on their way?" To Piper with the fresh lasagna, he said, we're good to go. He said, and put it on the table with the whipped cream. "Now, does anyone not want whipped cream on their fish lasagna?" Chabilsky points at Henry and points at Jake and said, No. "No one's having whipped cream on anything till my other son gets here." Come to the break, screeching, crash in the background. Cut to Piper and Billy, and cut to Henry, cut to everybody being startled. Cut to Brittany Bilski next to Henry and Jake. It's like, "That's him." Cut to the door and said, "Is this the right house?" Cut to Henry, who couldn't believe the voice, and said, "I know that voice. Why do I know that voice?" Cut to Brittany Bilski and say, "We're in here, Jeff." Cut back to him and say, "I know that name. Why do I know that name?" Cut to Jeff Bilski walking the door, aka Stupid Jeff. And he said, "Hi." He said, "I hit your mailbox with my car." Cut to Henry saying, "No." Jeff Bilski said, "Yeah." Mitch said, "Jeff." Jeff Bilski said, "Mitch." Brittany Bilski said, "Son." Jeff Bilski said, "Ma." He's like, "No." Jeff Bilski's like, "Yeah." And so, and he walked towards it and gave Jake Hart the mailbox. And he gives a hug to... And Brittany Bilski just hit Henry to the couch. And he wanted to give his hug to his son. And somehow... And Jeff Bilski gave a hug to his brother, Mitch. And cut to Henry, who couldn't believe it. And Jeff Bilski looked at Mitch and said, "Bro, why are you dressed like that?" He said, "You look like a weenus." Cut to Mitch next to Jeff said, "Oh, yeah. Nah, I was just making fun of him." Cut to Henry getting up. Cut to Jeff Bilski. "Classic, Mitch." Cut to Jeff next to Mitch said, "You put your butt on his pillow?" Bilski said, "Ha." He said, "He wishes." Henry said, "I do not wish that." Cut to Jeff Bilski going towards Henry. He said, "Oh, relax, you weenus." Cut to Henry. He said, "Hi, I'm Jeff." Captain Hunter said, nope. I'm supposed to say, okay. Hey, I brought a gift. Cut to Billy and Piper, cut to all of them and said, for Billy's little filly. Cut to Piper next to Billy and said, what? To Jeff Bilski next to Hunter said, the future Mrs. Bilski. Hunter's like, nope. Jeff Bilski said, the sister to this mister. Cut, messing up Henry's hair. And he Henry tries to fix it. Henry's like, why did you open the box, Jeff? Jeff Bilski's like, okay. And he puts it down. And he opens it. It was the ham. He's like, cut to all of them. He's like, oh. Cut to Piper next to Billy. He said, what is it? To Jeff Bilski and to his mom and brother. And said, it's a Midianian ham. Cut to Henry, who couldn't believe the word. With the audience gasping. And cut to Jeff back to them saying, from Vienna. Cut to Piper next to Billy and said, wait. Isn't Vienna ham, like, crazy expensive? So Henry's like, and weren't a bunch of them stolen this morning? Cut to Jeff next to his mom and brother and said, I don't know nothing about no stolen hams. Cut to Billy Bilski next to Piper and said, okay, then how did you pay for this one? Cut to Jeff Bilski and said, well, I figured out mom's gonna make bank when she was suing the lawnmower company for cutting off her toe. Cut to all of them. To Jeff with his mother said, so why not spend the money on now? On him. Catch a pretty Bilski. Oh. To Henry and cut bitch Bilski say, he's the smart one. I cut to Mitch Bilski next to them and say, well, let's dig in, jerks. And say, this pork ain't gonna pick itself. And they were about to dig in and Billy Bilski stopped them. Hey, whoa, 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 stop. Cut to all of them and cut to Billy next to Piper said, you know, Piper spent all day making fish lasagna with whipped cream. And you could smell. And cut to Henry and cut to Billy again and say, and you could smell all seven fishes. Cut to Jake not having it. Cut to Piper next to Billy and said, thanks, Billy. And then Billy holds Piper's hand. Cut to Jeff Bilski next to Mitch. He's like, uh-oh, I think someone's gonna kiss. Mitch and Jeff Bilski laughed, making fun of them kissing. Cut to Billy and Piper not having it. And cut to all of them. Cut to Billy Bilski. How are we related? Piper was trying to relax him. He's like, relax. Billy Bilski says, I can't stand you. He's like, he's not worth it. Like, why do you always hit people's mailboxes? Piper's like, ease down, ease down. Cut to all of them. Piper's like, Jake said, okay, okay, okay. Let's all eat the fish lasagna before it gets warm, and then we'll eat Jeff's ham. Cut to all of them going to the table. Brittany Bilski said, okay. Bilski said, all right. Cut to Henry about to leave, and Mitch stops. Oh, hey, whoa. Said, where are you going, Prudence? Cut to Jake, say, yeah, it's time to eat, Prudy. Cut to, and I say, I was just to go outside real quick, and cut to him going to get the mailbox and said, fix the mailbox. And he went out the door. And cut to Brittany next to Jake and said, your son's a total weenus. The door closes. And Jake said, thank you. Say, he gets it from me. And Piper put on the whipped cream. Now it's on the Hart House front porch, and he's talking to Ray on his watch, with the mailbox in hand. Ray said, I'm sorry, Henry. The blender warning in the back says, you gotta try, have to speak up. The science freak keeps fixing the blender. And while Henry was on the iPad, Henry said, I can't speak up. He said, my family's inside with the Bilskis, they'll hear me. I cut to Ray said, just hang on a second. Cut to him getting the laser gun. He hits the laser. The machine is broken again. Cut to Schwa, Charlotte, and Jasper looked at him. Charlotte said, hey! And was like, my juice! And cut to Ray's like, you were saying? And I said, you know that truck full of venom hams that got stolen? And Ray said, oh yeah, the fancy hams with exploding blue dye. And Ray, Henry said, I know who stole them. Henry said, who? Henry said, the dumbest criminal in Swellview. Ray said, Jeff. Henry said, Jeff. Why says next to Charlotte, Jasper and Charlotte say, Jeff? Henry said, no, it's a Jeff. Cut to Ray said, how do you know it was Jeff? Then Henry said, because he's at my house right now and he just showed up with an expensive Venetian ham. Cut to Ray said, why is Jeff at your house? Cut to Henry said, his brother is dating my sister. Cut to Charlotte next to Jasper and Schwa said, Piper is dating Jeff's brother? Henry said, yes. He said, Jeff is a Bilski. Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, Piper is dating a Bilski? Cut to said, yeah. Henry said, yes. Mitch Bilski is at my house, and so is his mom, and so is his older brother, Jeff. Cut to Henry Ray, who couldn't believe the story. Cut to Schwaz again with Jasper and Charlotte and said, Hiff? Henry said, yes. And he took out his gum and looked at the pad and said, you keep them there, Henry. He said, you keep them there. You keep him there. Cut to all three of them. Cut to Henry said, no, 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 no. Dude, I don't want to ruin this dinner party for my sister. Ray said, well, you know who else is having a dinner party right now? To Henry said, don't say Justice. To Ray said, Justice. And Henry said, I knew it, face. Back to Ray said, I'm on my way to your house. Cut to Ray, Henry said, no, dude, look, we'll wait until the dinner's over. We'll go to Jeff's apartment together and we'll arrest him there. Henry, Ray said, no, new plan. And then all of a sudden he looked at the mailman, the mailwoman was coming. He closed down the watch and he's like, no reason at all. And the mailwoman just took the mail out and put the mailbox that Henry was holding. And then the mailwoman just looked at him, and Henry looked at her and said, hey, he said, do you know how to fix a mailbox? The mail carrier's like, more sarcastic look and said, yeah. And then she walked away, and Henry just standing there, and cut back to the Bilski house, and said, and then, and cut to back to Jake, Brittany, and Jeff, and Mitch talking to Jeff's story while Billy and Piper are on the table. And then I finally got to drop on him. And that's when the detective said, you outsmarted me, Jeff. Cut to Henry, cut to Jeff with the rest of them. That never happens. It's Jeff Bilski. And I was like, well, why not? And then he was all like, because my name is Sherlock Holmes. Said, ah! Because all of them, Jeff Bilski's like, boom! Cuts it, high-fiving Mitch. Cuts to Jake next to Brittany, and it's like, wow! Billy Bilski next to Piper said, Jeff, that did not happen! Jeff Bilski next to Mitch said, prove it! Cut to Henry and said, Sherlock Holmes isn't real! Jeff Bilski said, then how did I put my butt on his pillow? Cut to Mitch and Jeff looking at each other, and Mitch Bilski said, Bilskis! I said, Bilskis! And they high-fived each other. And somehow Ray came to the house unannounced, and Henry knew who it was. Hey, what's up? I'm Henry's boss. Cut to Billy and Piper, cut back to him and said, I wasn't invited, so I brought this potted plant. And he puts it on the thing. Jake said, oh, well, I said, thank you. We actually have one just like it on our porch. Cut to Ray said, huh, weird. Hey, I said, what's this handsome hunk of hog? So Henry standing up. Cut to Henry getting Ray to the other side. And he said, hey, you know, what funny story about that? Cut to all them looking past Henry. Cut past Jasper and Billy. He said, Jeff's a good guy, is he? Cut to, what are you doing here? Ray said, I'll tell you what I'm doing here. He said, I'm doing my job. He said, making sure Jeff doesn't grab the stolen ham and run up to Mexico. Henry said, that's what I'm doing. Because Ray said, oh, are you? Henry said, yeah. Ray said, that's what you're doing? Henry said, yeah. Ray said, because it seems to me that you're getting a little too close to the Bilskis. Cut to him looking at them. Cut to back looking at Ray and said, what are you talking about? Cut to Ray said, I'll tell you what I'm talking about. You let that one wear your clothes. Cut to Mitch next to Jeff and said, back to them and said, your sister's over there feeding that one fish lasagna. Cut to Billy and Piper doing romantic things. And cut to back to them and said, your dad's over there rubbing elbows with the mom. Cut to both of them looking at Jake with Brittany. Cut to Jake said, see, the skin on your elbow is called your weenus. To Brittany Biscuit said, and she laughs and said, that word's funny, because it sounds like your Venus. He's like, you know, the planet. To Jake said, oh, I know that planet. Cut to Ray and said, see? To Henry not having it. Yeah. He's like, look, man, I don't know what you're talking about, but I can assure you that I'm getting too close with the Bilskis, okay? And the science Aaron Blair's and said, Ray said, then case closed. Henry said, yeah. And Officer Lacey on the horn said, attention. Cut to the front door and said, this is the Swellview Police. Cut to all of them and cut to Billy and Piper said, we got your house surrounded. Cut to Henry looking at Ray and said, you called the cops? And Ray said, no. Cut to Brittany, Mitch, and Jeff Bilski looking at Billy and Piper said, you called the cops? And Billy Bilski next to Piper said, no. Cut to Officer Lacey on the horn said, also, we hit your mailbox with one of our police cars. Cut to Henry hearing this next to Ray and said, oh, man. Said, I just fixed that. And cut to Officer Lacey on the horn said, sorry. And cut to some of the family members laughing. And that's about it. And that's the end of part two. Now here's part three. Part three is about Henry's house, the Hart House front porch, and the man cave. Cut to Brittany and Mitch just looking out. Cut to Ray and Henry just in the corner while Jeff was on by the door. Cut to Billy and Piper on the couch with Jake just pacing back and forth. And Jake said, Piper, I don't know if we're going to have enough fish lasagna for the police. He said, can you make more? Cut to Piper standing up next to Billy and said, yeah, it'll take 5 minutes. Billy Bilski and said, I thought you cooked all day. And Piper said, I know. He said, rubbing Billy's head, said, you're sweet. Cut to Henry next to Ray and said, hey, he said, I don't think the cops are here for the dinner party. And cut to Brittany next to Mitch and said, well, why are they here? Cut to Officer Lacey in the background and said, we're here because we know there's stolen goods inside. Cut to Jake. And cut to Brittany Bilski looking at Mitch and said, you steal something, Mitchy? Mitch Bilski said, no, I haven't stolen anything in days. Cut to Henry next to Wayne and said, you stole my clothes. Cut to Mitch Bilski next to his mom and said, next to Jake, he said, yeah, but I'm not going to keep them. He said, next to, well, except maybe your underwear. To Henry next to Ray and said, you're wearing my underwear? To Mitch Bilski said, yeah, but I left a pair of mine for you, so that's really just a spicy trade. Cut to Henry not having it next to Ray and to Piper with that look with Billy. Cut to Ray said, look, he said, we all know that they're here because Jeff stole the expensive ham. Jeff Bilski said, I didn't steal anything. Billy Bilski next to Piper said, Jeff, you say that every time you steal something. Cut to him. And Jeff Bilski said, I know, but this time I'm telling the truth. Cut to Ray next to Henry said, yeah, right. Cut to Officer Lacey said, you got 5 minutes to come out with the stolen goods or we're coming in. Cut to Ray getting the ham, cut to getting to Jeff. He said, all right, come on. That's it, Jeff. Let's go. To Henry with that look. Cut to Jeff Bilski next to Ray said, no, I didn't steal the ham, I swear. Said, look. Henry next to Ray said, what's that? A receipt for the ham? Jeff Bilski said, no, it's a speech. I wrote, because I knew you would all accuse me of stealing the ham. Cut to Ray next to Henry said, if you have the receipt, you could just show it to them. Ray said, ahem. cut to Brittany, Mitch, and Jacob cut to Jeff and said, "A single drop of water over time could crawl through a boulder." To everybody, cut to Rain saying, "Oh my god." To Mitch next to Jake and Britt, his mom, and say, "Where are you going with this one bro?" Cut to Mitch Bilski and say, "Jeff Bilski, I'll skip ahead." And that's when I realized that the great nodule ball of them all was the one inside me. Cut to Billy not having it, but Piper, "Because I just ate it." And so cut to Ray snatching it from him, looking at it, and he holds it up, and Ray said, "This is not a speech. It's just a drawing of a cool son with glasses on saying, 'Stay cool.'" And cut to all of them laughing. Cut to Bilski say, "Fine, you got me, okay?" Cut to him and say, "I was making it up." Cut to Jeff Bilski say, "Who are you, my arch-rival Sherlock Holmes?" And cut to Ray throwing it at him. And cut to Henry next to Ray say, "Dude, if you bought the ham, where's the receipt?" Cut to Jeff Bilski with the sweet speech. He said, "I don't have it. Even if I did, it wouldn't matter. No one else believes us Bilskis. They think we're just a bunch of liars and thieves." Cut to Mitch and Brittany and bullies and criminals. Cut to Jeff and cut to Henry and Ray saying, "Yeah." Cut to Jeff Bilski and said, "And we are, except for you, Billy." He cut to all of them. He said, "You're the Bilski offer, or Billy Bilski." He put his hand on his arm and said, "You got this great girlfriend with this, cut to all this, and this great family. I just wanted to do something nice for my younger brother. Because," he said, "I think you're great, Billy. So I bought you expensive ham." Cut to Henry and Ray. The audience with it, "Aww." Cut to Brittany with crying eyes. So Billy said, "Wow, man. That was..." And somehow Ray was crying. Weird. Cut to all of them. And cut to Brittany with that look. Cut to Henry with the look as well next to him. Was that, "Are you crying?" Cut to all of them. And cut to Henry. Said, "Ew. Does it always sound like that?" And he did it again. Well, nodding his head. "When's it gonna stop?" And he shrugged his shoulders. He said, "All right, you know what? We gotta go. We gotta go." He said, "Come on." And he grabbed him back into the room. "Come on, let's go. Come on, okay." And he looked at Ray and said, "Look at me. Look at me." Cut to all of them hugging. Cut to the back of the hugging. Well, Henry's just standing there with Ray, and somehow he slapped him in the face. When the ham down, he slapped Ray in the face. He said, "Ah!" He said, "Thanks." He said, "How long was I crying?" Henry said, "Like 20 seconds. Ray said, "Eh, okay." Cut to Henry next to him and said, "Okay, said, new plan. Though, all right? Said, you go upstairs, you pop a gumball, transform, you sneak outside, you tell everybody that Jeff is innocent." Cut to Ray said, "Got it." He's about to take out a gumball when Mitch approached him and said, "What you got there, crying gosling?" Cut to Henry in the background with Ray and said, "That's not my name." Mitch Bilski is like, "Is that gum?" To Ray said, "No." Mitch Bilski said, "Yeah, it is. I have first breath now. I want some. Give me some." And somehow Mitch and Ray were fighting over the gum. And somehow Henry joined in. Ray said, "Let go." Cut to Henry joining in and said, Hey. Bilski said, "What gum?" And he's like, "Hey, Bilski's." And somehow Mitch got out of it. So Ray chasing him down, like, "Grr." And also he used the catch to get him off the ground. And then Henry joined in. So Ray said, "All right, you people. Use people got 60 seconds to come out or coming in." And cut back to Ray, Henry, and Mitch fighting for the gum. "This is still the Swellview Police, by the way." Cut to Billy and Piper, and cut to got to Jake, in case you forgot. Jeff Bilstein said, great. Except his mom, Brittany, said, I'm going to jail. Again. Got to Billy Bilstein, said, no, you're not. I mean, maybe someday. And somehow, Ray and Mitch were finding the gum again, popping out now and then. Like next week or something. But not today. Cut to Jeff and Brittany. Cut to Piper saying, next to Billy, said, what are you saying? Cut to Billy Bilstein and said, we're going to eat the evidence. Cut to Jeff and Brittany Bilstein like, cut to Henry popping up and said, you're right. Cut to them going to them and said, they can't arrest your brother if there's no evidence. Cut to Jake said, that's 10 pounds of cured ham. He said, we can't eat all that. Billy Bilstein next to Piper said, we got to try. Cut to Ray and Ray biting Mitch Bilstein said, ah! Bilstein said, ow, ow! Piper's like, Billy's right! Everyone, start stuffing ham in your mouth! Pretty Bilstein's like, yes! And that's when the sequence began. Everybody was stuffing in their stuff with ham. Everybody was fighting for it. I cut back to that now and then. Cut to some of the family members eating. Cut to Jake and Henry eating it most of the time. They ate part of it, got down for more. Cut back to the family members, sometimes Jeff, sometimes Piper and Billy. Sometimes Jake and Henry again. And sometimes Ray and Mitch were fighting in the background. And sometimes they ate for the last pieces of meat. And they stuffed it in their mouths. And they did it all over again. Cut to each one of the members. And then all of a sudden, the thing was empty. And that was it. I cut back to the Hart House front porch. Cut to Officer Lacey next to Officer Coogan. Cut to another officer. I said, time's up. I said, we're coming in. I said, go ahead. I cut to him blowing down the door. Jake opened the door and said, hello, officer. And somehow he hit Jake and they fell down on the floor. And every single one of the family members was stuffed because of the ham. And they were all groaning because of how stuffed they were. And they both got up. Cut to Henry, Officer Lacey, and say, hey, officers. Cut to Officer Coogan, cut to Henry, and said, no stolen ham here. So Officer Lacey said, we don't care nothing about that. Cut to Henry with a confused look. And Jeff Bilski's like, you don't? Officer Lacey next to him saying, we wouldn't waste our precious time looking for stolen ham. Cut to all of them groaning. Cut to Officer Lacey next to Henry saying, we're looking for illegal dolls. To Piper next to Billy and said, ah, oh, jeez. To Officer Coogan, who was sniffing. Next to another officer and said, follow me. And they went up the stairs. Cut to Jake getting up and said, what is going on? So Officer Lacey said, we got a tip. He said, that someone's been stealing swirled Fresno girl dolls on the internet. Cut to Henry with the look and cut to Officer Lacey saying, see, that's illegal. Cut to Piper next to Billy and said, listen, Billy. I might be going away for a little while. To Billy Bilstein said, seriously? To Piper said, well, I don't want to say anything without a lawyer present, but... Cut to Jeff Bilstein said, oh, I got a good lawyer. He also works down at Nacho Ball. Comes to Officer Coogan with an officer behind him. We got him! Cut to all of them looking up. Cut to Officer Coogan said, they were in the girls' room! And cut to all of them said, and get this! Some of the heads... We're filled with bread. Cut to Henry now looking down, not knowing anything. Cut to Piper, confused. What? And Officer Lacey said, you sick freak. Cut to Billy cuts a pipe. Lacey with Piper said, "Let's go!" To Lacey dragging Piper outside and said, "Wait for me, Billy!" Cut to all of them looking and said, "Wait for me on the other side!" Cut to all of them closing the door. And all of them were just... Jeff Bilski next to Mitch saying, "I'm sorry they arrested your girlfriend, Billy." Mitch Bilski's like, "Yeah, whatever." Brandy Bilski was like, "She's got potential." And Billy Bilski's like, "I'm sorry I doubted you. You know, I never should have accused you of stealing that ham." Billy Bilski said, "It's all good, bro. I even got one bite of ham left. Stuck it in my pants when the cops showed up." Cut to all of them being disgusted. He said, "Who wants some pants ham?" Cut to Billy, Jake, Ray, and Henry for being disgusted. And cut to Jeff, and they said, "Fine, sue yourself." Cut to him taking a bite. Cut to all of them looking disgusted. And something looks weird. So somehow he tries it, and then he spit it out, and blue dye just came out. And somehow Billy and Brittany were in shock. And somehow all the boys want blue dye off their eyes. I cut to Billy Bilski next to Midge and said, Jeff Bilski was like, "Okay, I stole it." Cut to all of them, both of them laughing. Cut to all of them getting angry. And Billy, cut to Billy's like, "I knew it." Cut to all of them laughing. Cut to Brittany Bilski and said, "That's my boy." Cut to both of them. Cut to Henry's like, "But you gave us that speech." Cut to both of them again. Cut to Ray and said, "I cried." Cut to Jeff Bilski and said, "I'm a Bilski." He said, "We lie." Cut to Mitch Bilski next year and said, "Up top, bro." Mitch Bilski's like, "Bilskis." It's like, "Bilskis." And they high fives. Cut to Ray. He was like, angry. He's like, "Jeff." And he ran towards him. Jeff Bilski, "What?" The "Good luck catching me." And somehow Ray caught him. He's like, "Ah." And dragged him out of the door. He's like, "I should have never wished you luck." And somehow they just dragged him out of the door. And now it's back to the man cave. The lights were shut off. And they cut Ray and Henry out of the elevator. He said, "Oh, man." He said, "I am never eating ham again." And he was like, "Me neither, man." Ray said, "Actually, ham sounds good." He said, "I'm glad you said that." Somehow Ray stepped on the bucket and he slipped. Ah! And cut to Henry being in shock and said, "Hey, why are the lights off?" Cut to Schwaz, Jasper, and Charlotte up the steps. And Schwaz says, "Because we don't need them." Cut to Jasper next to Charlotte and said, "We have night vision now." It's like, Ray getting back up. Cut to Charlotte again with Jasper and said, "The liquid cleanse worked." And her Ray getting it back up. "Well, turn them back on." Her tripping on the elevator. On the ladder. Said, "Gah!" And Henry saw the damage and he had to turn back. He pressed the elevator button. Back to Ray and said, "I'm okay." Cut to all of them laughing on the stairs. I cut to Henry with crossed arms saying with closing said, "I'm going home." The door closes. And that's about it. And scene. Okay, so I just recapped episode 11, season 5 of Henry Danger, the whole Bilski family. Wow, 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 you guys. This episode was intense. I'm going to give it a 10 out of 10 just because, or 15 I should say, because not only did we get to know a whole Bilski family for the first time, now we know that stupid Jeff is a Bilski. So there we go. And that Jeff's speech was kind of like true, but kind of like a lying and awful way. But I loved it, so I give it a 10, 20 out of 15 out of 10 overall. But yeah, so I loved it. It was really, really cool. I cannot wait to the next episode next week, and I hope you enjoyed it. And that's what makes me happy. So yeah. So the next segment is about to start right about now. So I'll see you guys over there, and I love you 3,000. Love y'all.
Take care.
Okay, so I covered this week's topics like Scream 6. It's out this Friday. So if I were you, if you've been a big fan since of the Scream franchise since the very beginning, you got to get these tickets. I guarantee you that much. Jenna Ortega is one of the stars in this film, and she is killing it ever since her career launched on Wednesday, and now she's back at it again with this Scream 6, and I am so excited for all the horror fans to just get the kill out of this. You see what I did there? Eh. So, yeah, but this thing takes place in New York City, which is my street. So, yes, if you've been a big fan of the Scream franchise, you gotta go and see this movie. I highly recommend if you're a Scream horror fan like yourself. And this movie is gonna be, like, so scary, so cool. And, yeah, so if you're a Scream fan, just go and get your tickets. I highly recommend. So if you're a horror fan like yourself. So make sure you go and see Scream 6 out this Friday. And I guarantee it, you'll thank me later. So, yeah. And the Oscars are this Sunday, which I am so freaking excited for. And your girl is dressing up because you always do the award show stuff. And this is going to be awesome. It's going to be off the hook. And make sure you tune in to 8, 5 Central only on ABC. And trust me, the Oscars are going to be kicking. We could predict who's going to win which Oscar. I think that Top Gun Maverick is going to win some awards that night, but who we'll never know. But, yeah, maybe some Black Panther will win some too, but who never knows. But if you want to know, you got to watch this. The Oscars this Sunday. It's the 95th Oscars, by the way, and I cannot wait to see what it done. So Oscars this Sunday, can't wait, and it's going to be a blast. And I recapped episode 11, season 5 of Henry Danger, the whole Bilski family. Wow, wow, wow. Now I already know that Stupid Jeff is part of the Bilski clan, and this episode was crazy to the core. And now, I don't think we're going to see Piper and Billy ever again, because maybe they were just a one-time thing. Maybe that's my opinion. But this episode was so good. It was so good to know each and every one of the Bilskis, which I was like, they're just really, really cool, and all of them were just, like, pretty unique, and I really, really enjoyed this episode. So, 15 out of 10 for the cast and crew. Fantastic job on this one, and I was really excited how it turned out. So, I hope you liked it the way you guys watched, hear me say it. Trust me, the ham situation was out of hand, but, yeah, I really enjoyed this episode, and it was just so good, so crazy. Overall, 15 out of 10, great job. Can't wait for another one next week, and that's all I can say that much, but this episode was a lot of fun and was a lot of cool to recap, and yeah, made me happy. Okay, so this is the segment I like to call Song of the Week. Okay, Song of the Week is when I share one of my favorite songs to you guys, and that theme is Demi Lovato. If you grew up with Disney Channel and you've heard Demi Lovato, she is an icon, and she lives in the moment, by the way. And if you heard her music, if you watched Disney Channel back in your teens, trust me, she's my idol since those days. And not only is her acting is cool, her music is just so good. She just released a new song for the Scream franchise, which I got to hear myself. But Demi's music is awesome. She's absolutely amazing, and she is killing the game right now. So that's all I can say. So, Demi Lovato, if you're listening to this, I love you, girlie. Thank you for shaping my childhood. And keep on rocking it like you're like a rock star. So, I love you. And she went through ups and downs in her career, guys. So, she is killing it right now. So, Demi, if you're listening, again, I love you. And I can't wait to see what you do next. So, yeah, I cannot wait. So, it's going to be amazing. So, yeah. Okay, so this is the second song that I chose from her album, Unbroken. It's the titled song, Unbroken. So when I first heard the song, it was cute. It was absolutely amazing. And that's all I gotta say that much. But this song is so unique and different from her sound. And it was just so awesome to listen to. And I can hear the song again and again and again. So, yeah, the song is unique. It's great. I cannot wait for you guys to hear it. If you have heard it, you know the drill, but if not, well, you're in for a treat. So sit back, relax, enjoy this, and yeah, that's all I can say. So, Lovatics, if you've been a big fan of Demi Lovato, if you're a fan of her music, make sure you turn on the speakers loud on your device so you can sing along, dance along, and rock along, because it makes me happy, it makes you happy. So here it is, the second song from I chose from her third album, Unbroken. And this title is called, song's called Unbroken. So, so let's turn this music up and let's get this party started, shall we?
Locked up tight, like I would never feel again. Stuck in some kind of love prison, and threw away the key. Oh, oh, terrified, until I stared into your eyes. Made me start to realize the possibilities. So, so I'm gonna love you like I've never been broken. I'm gonna say it like it's never been spoken. Tonight, tonight, I'm letting go. Go, go, go. I'm gonna give it like it's never been taken. I'm gonna fall like I don't need saving. Tonight, tonight, I'm letting go. Go, go, go. So fade out, the same life with a different face. But there's something in the words you say that makes me all feel so real. I'm gonna love you like I've never been broken. I'm gonna say it like it's never been spoken. Tonight, tonight, I'm letting go. Go, go, go. I'm gonna give it like it's never been taken. I'm gonna fall like I don't need saving. Tonight, tonight, I'm letting go. Go, go. No need for me to run.
Wow, Demi Lovato has done it again. Oh my freaking goodness, this song is so cool. It's so unique, it's so soundy, and it's just like, I don't know what the words I could put into this. But so I love the song. It's so cool. I can repeat this over and over and over again. And trust me, this is the song that I would love to listen to again and again and again. And there's nothing you can't say bad about Demi Lovato now, can you? But yeah, there's nothing more I can say. She is the goddess of all music. She is awesome. She's really, really cool. And she's punk rock, so I love her so much. So if you're a big fan of Demi Lovato, and if you love the song, go put it on your playlist, guys. I highly, highly recommend this one. And it's so good. It's underrated, and it's so good. It's so unique and different. And yeah, it's her third album after all. So put this on your playlist. You won't regret it. And trust me, Demi Lovato is queen of pop. I love her so much, and icing on the cake. That was just amazing. And I can't wait to do another one tomorrow. So, Demi, congratulations on this one. And I can't wait to hear from more from you soon. So, it's going to be good. And go put it on your playlist. And that's all I can say. So, yeah. So, that is the end of the song of the week. And that is the end of my podcast. So, before I go, some of the other podcasts that you need to follow. If you're going on a Walt Disney World trip in 2023, and if you want to do it safely, and if you want to get to hear some of the podcast members that this podcast knows, and if you want tips and tricks in each of the parks, make sure you go to the Mousetrap Podcast, featuring my niece Noelle and her friends Maddie and Ashley. Again, if you're a Disney nerd, then this is the podcast for you. Also, my friend Kamina, she has 3 podcasts out now. So the first one is called Cartoon Fan. So if you've been a fan of cartoons, or you're kids are a fan of cartoons, if you love them since the very beginning, she recaps some of the cartoons that you all know and love on this podcast, and trust me, she is working so hard for you guys, and trust me, I love this woman so much. So if you're a fan of cartoons, go check out this podcast. I highly recommend, and there's nothing more I can say, so I love cartoons since the very beginning. So, Cartoon Fan, go check it out, and yeah, highly recommend. Or if you've been a big fan of the Henry Danger universe, whenever it's Henry Danger, Danger Force, or anything Dangerverse, go check out Danger Girl. She recaps all Henry Danger and Danger Force episodes, and she reviews them. So make sure you go and check Danger Girl out. I highly recommend, and it's going to be awesome. It's going to be pretty good with her. And if you're a big fan of Dangerverse, that's the only podcast you can ever listen to, and I highly recommend that much. But if you're a big fan of Henry Danger fan fiction, go to Henry Danger Stories. She reads all the Henry Danger chapters on the Wattpad. And I guarantee it. So if you love Henry Danger and if you love fan fiction, go and listen to Henry Danger Stories podcast. I highly recommend that one. If you're a big fan of anything fan theories and all of that, or fan fiction or whatever, go and listen to that podcast. So I highly recommend. But she used to do a podcast back in the day with everything called Kamina T, but it's no longer with us. But I had the privilege to talk to her. But, yeah, so if you want to hear what topics that we did in the week, or what season one episodes of Danger Force that we did in the past, or what songs of the week that we did, go find Kamina T in the podcast in the description. She was my co-host for those 2 weeks. So, Kamina T, I'm so proud to call you a fan and a friend, and I am so glad that I came across from you on my For You page, on my social media pages, and now you're my friend through and through. So, Kamina, I love you so much, and I hope you have a very fantastic week. I gotta go enjoy this week, well, you guys, but I just want to say thank you so much for taking the time out of your day, whenever you're from the United States, or across the pond, or just anywhere around the world. I just want to say thank you for making me go and blab for an hour. Trust me, and this makes my day. So I just want to say thank you, whatever you're tuning in from. And I'm just so happy you came on here. And yeah, it just makes me happy. So make sure you go, and I have no words. So thank you so much. And I hope you have a nice day. And it's just really, really awesome. So yeah. So make sure you go and give this podcast a follow. That'd be really, really great. Also, you can follow my podcast on Anchor, Spotify, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to your podcast. And make sure you share this podcast on social media platforms, Twitter, Facebook, or Instagram, to get the man fans know if they're bored at work, or bored out of their minds, or on vacation, or whatever, etc. Or if they're big fans of Henry Danger and Danger Force, which is the Henry Danger Universe and the HDU. And I am your girl for that. So, yeah, and also make sure you follow my social medias if you like. Go to miss.holland92 on Instagram, which is like my main page, and they're all about my vacation photos, anything about myself, birthdays, or whatever. So make sure you go follow that account. I highly recommend that one. So thank you so much. If you're coming from here, go to Instagram. That would be good. Thank you. But, if you're a big movie goer like yourself, or if you're looking for a good review, go to my Marilyn Susan account. I highly, highly, highly recommend that one. If you're looking for a good show, movie, if you're looking for anything Star Wars or Marvel or DC or any action movies, I got you covered. So make sure you go to follow the Marilyn Susan account. They're all my opinions, so you don't have to agree with me whatsoever. But if you're a movie goer or a show goer, just go and follow that account. I highly recommend. So thank you so much. I highly recommend on Instagram. So thank you. But If you're on Twitter, if you're looking for someone to follow, you could go and follow my Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992, with the exact same concept. If you're looking for a review, whichever is like award shows or movies, whenever it's Marvel, DC, Paramount, or whatever, you get the drill. I got you covered on that, so you should go and follow me on Twitter, which is Miss.Norman1992. But early in that Twitter account, I talked about the cutest person in the entire world, Chase Norman. I could not love that cutie. But just go follow my account. I highly recommend, so thank you so much on that one. But yeah, so, but also, if you're having trouble finding a podcast, no problem. So both the go to the link in my bio if you're following me on Instagram, on Miss.Holland92, the link is over there. And if you're on Twitter, go to my bio, and the link is over there as well. So let me give you a step-by-step process, just in case you don't know anything. So if you're on either on my Twitter or my Instagram bio, go to the link on my page and click on it. It'll take you straight to my podcast page, and you'll see all the episodes and the logo and whatever in the shindig. But click on the button that says More Platforms. It'll take you, go to the list of all the platforms of podcasts that you are. But if you're looking for a podcast that you're easily subscribed to, click on that icon. Make sure you put in your username and your passwords. Make sure that you're coming from there. Agree to it. Sign in. And once you're signed in, click that follow button. Turn on notifications. And boom, you have joined the Man Fan family. So, so to all the newcomers, welcome. I'm your host, Marilyn Negron, and I recap Henry Danger and Danger Force to HGU, which is the Henry Danger universe. And my job is to make kids comfortable, whatever you're a parent or an old fan, or if your kids love the show, I got you covered. So, if you're new here, I'm so glad that you came onto my podcast and just be yourself. Make sure you buckle in, sit back, relax, enjoy the show, and who knows, maybe you'll get a kick out of this. And make sure you tune in, because it's really, really good. And also, to all the people who joined me since day one, I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you. You guys have been there since the very beginning in 2020, and now 3 years later, even though we're getting back to normal nowadays, you still joined me, even though it is crazy for what you guys are doing. And I just wanted the Henry Danger podcast for you guys to enjoy, not only just for the episodes, but to the topics and pop culture things that are hot right now, and to the songs that I'm into. So I just want to say thank you, thank you, thank you from the bottom of my heart, whatever you are in this world. I'm not going to stop until every Henry Danger and Danger Force episode drops on this platform. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much, whenever you're tuning in from. And it makes me so dang happy. You guys are making me shining bright like ever before. And I'm proud to be a man fan. And I'm so glad that I could be joining this fandom. So I love you guys. Just be yourselves. Don't let anybody tell you what to do. You are awesome. You're all beautiful inside and out. Don't let anybody tell you what to do. And who knows? And let's... And the third anniversary is around the corner, which I am so dang excited for. So let's go. I am pumped. And the anniversary is next week. I'm very excited about that. So let's get her done. And I'm so happy. So let's go. Third year next week. I'm ready. And let's get it on, guys. So I love you guys. And just be yourselves. So thank you. So yeah. Also, if you're following me on Instagram, you should put the post notifications on my stories to get notified. New podcast goes up. So, again, this has been Marilyn Negron, and this has been your Henry Danger Universe Update.
Now we blow bubbles.
And fight crime.
Feels good.
Bye-bye.